Welcome to Sundays with the Modern. This is our last Sundays with the Modern tour in conjunction with Glen Ligon America. We're going to take a break next month and then resume in July for an opening day tour of our new special exhibition, Lucian Freud's Portraits, which is going to be led by our chief curator, Michael Opping. Today you're in for a real treat. It is my pleasure to introduce Wora Natasha Ogunji. She's a visual artist and a performer based down in Austin. She earned her BA from Stanford and her MFA from San Jose State University. You probably know her work from last year's Brand 10 Art Space group show called Self, Selfish, Selfiness, or from last fall's group show down at UT Austin called Queer States. Just recently, she was awarded a Guggenheim Foundation Fellowship, which will allow her to create a series of performances and videos in Lagos, Nigeria. Other awards include the Dallas Museum of Art's Otis and Velma Davis Dozier Travel Grant, as well as grants from the Idea Fund, the Pollock Krasner Foundation, and the City of Austin. Her videos have been screened all around the world, from the Australian Experimental Art Foundation in Adelaide to Exit Art in the Kitchen in New York, as part of the Video Arts Festival Scene, which went from Ramallah to East Jerusalem and Naplouse, and then the 23rd annual Constance Vidéo Numérique et Poétique, I don't speak French, in Marseille, Martigues, Milan, and Damascus. And these are in addition to screenings and exhibitions from Chicago to Santa Fe to Barbados and Kingston. And if you're going to be in Austin on June 14th, I hope you'll stop by Women and Their Work for a new performance called A Tortoise Walks Majestically on Window Ledges. Please join me in welcoming Wora Natasha Ogunji.
Thank you. So we're going to start this tour / participatory performance walk over at the Malcolm X piece. Come closer. I was really excited yesterday when I walked up the stairs and saw this as the opening piece of the exhibit. After Negro Sunshine in the lobby, which many of you have probably seen, because his work is so filled with history and layers, and things continue to be uncovered. And I was really thinking about this quote by James Baldwin that is from Stranger in the Village that appears in a lot of Ligon's work. And Baldwin says that we are trapped in history and history is trapped in us. And this work comes from a piece that Ligon did at the Walker Art Center with students in the community, youth. And he used these coloring books that were from the 60s and 70s. And in some ways, these books served a redemptive quality in the sense that after the civil rights movement, it was a way for people to share information about Black history and events that had happened, important figures, historical figures. And so the coloring book was a way to kind of mark and archive these important figures. And the children, of course, you know, when they get these images, they do with it whatever they want. And so we have this wonderful image of Malcolm X with this white hair, these red cheeks, this lipstick. And it makes me think a lot about how history is changeable, how we are constantly writing history and archiving, and yet our relationship to history is always one that is that can move and change and become different things. And as readers and viewers, we have a lot of power in overlaying that information. Of course, this to me speaks a lot about queerness too, and what it means to sort of see the world in very different ways, to see Malcolm as this important historical figure whose slogan, by any means necessary, was very popular and sort of the main idea that people remember him by, and yet he's in this wearing makeup. All right, so let's move on. So the next pieces that I want to talk about are the these works from the Dream Book series. And I want you to get closer to these, because we see Ligon, you know, taking this form of the book and expanding it to make it life size, and then it becomes even bigger to fit a body. And what really drew me to these works, aside from their utter beauty in the painting themselves, is this sense that we have to be, the book makes us use our entire bodies. So in order to read this, we really have to move across the page. You know, the page is almost bigger than our bodies, and so looking back and forth, you can't necessarily stand still, but you have to engage with your body in this really important way. The other thing about this work that I feel is so elemental to seeing and understanding and looking at the rest of the show is that it gives us these interpretations that are really open to lots of different kinds of meaning. And when we begin to think about race and race in the United States, we start to see that this concept of race is something that is equally able to be changed and maneuvered and layered depending on the person who is talking about or engaging with this idea. So for example, we have, at first I should say, because I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but this series comes from these dream books, which are these books that you would use to interpret your dreams. So you would look up, for example, honeycomb, and it would tell you information about what it means to dream of a honeycomb. So the first one is, honeycomb. To suck honey from a honeycomb denotes pleasure. Then it would also have a lucky number in there. To save that honey in a jar denotes a dangerous obsession. So we have this idea that there are these positive things, ways of interpreting, and then there are these negative consequences as well. One of my favorites is over here. It's called colored people. So to be noted if you dream about colored people. To dream of colored people means you will be comfortably rich. Great. Enjoy it now. Darker times are ahead. He also has this lovely sense of humor in his work that comes up a lot. And I feel like it really, you know, we start